Bloomington Normal is known nationally as an area where people like to dine out a lot, and that's inspiring a rash of entries into the restaurant market. Larry Carius writes about area restaurants for the Bloomington Normal Restaurant Scene Facebook page. Charlie Schlenker also has that interview.
What us old-timers remember as Brantville, that's now called Morrissey Crossing, there's going to be a building that's going to have three spaces, two of which are going to be food. One is the Donut Experiment. Ashley Alexander, who is from the McLean, Atlanta area, when she and her husband were vacationing in Florida, they found a place down there that was called the Donut Experiment, and they absolutely loved it. So when she got home, she contacted the owner, and it's taken a year or two, but she's going to be opening that as soon as the building is built. And the interesting thing that she said is that you select your own donut toppings. When you walk into the place, they will hand you like a little menu where you'll just mark what kind of donut that you want, and then you mark the toppings, and as it goes through the process, you can actually watch your donut being made. So it's something new. I haven't seen one of these.
Customized donuts.
Absolutely.
Right. I hear there's another coffee option for Uptown Normal.
Yes, and when I posted that, that became a very interesting post. Starbucks is going in to the Hyatt, and something I didn't know, when the Hyatt was built, there's kind of a hidden room which has a door to the sidewalk that, when it was built, it was planned for a coffee shop. I think it'll hold about 30 or 40 people. It created quite a controversy because we've got several locally owned coffee shops down there that are very popular. They have their supporters, and there were a lot of people not real happy that Starbucks was coming to Uptown Normal.
So how many coffee shops can Uptown support?
That we're going to find out.
There's Coffee House, there's Coffee Hound, there's the Garlic Press, and now Starbucks. What's happening with the former Wildberries location out by the shops at College Hills?
I was the one that broke the story that the original Pancake House is going to be going in there. There is one building planned for that place. There are going to be two businesses in it. The original Pancake House will be taking up a little more than half of the building. I've not heard who is going in the other half. For the old-timers around town, this is the second time there's been the original Pancake House. Corner of Washington and Veterans, there was a hotel, I believe the Regal 8 there, and there was a restaurant there which was the original Pancake House. State Farm purchased that property many, many, many years ago. Demolished everything. So I would say, I would guess maybe, 20 years later, 25 years later, we're having the original Pancake House come back to Bloomington.
And since we're on reuses of former places, what about the Pizza Hut location on North Main in Normal?
I'm looking forward to that place. It's called Zen, Z-E-N. He's going to be offering, the way he described it to me, when you walk into the establishment, there will be two so-called lines. You can either go into the line, which I describe as kind of a flat-top grill line, where you pick your ingredients. At the end of the line, there's a Mongolian barbecue, and they will cook your hibachi foods similar to what Flat Top does. But the one that I'm looking forward to, he has what he calls the sushi bowl line, and I personally have not seen one of these. He said that they're very, very popular in California, New York City, and when you go through the line, you select your sushi bowl ingredients, which are all ready to eat, whether they're cooked or uncooked, that they're ready to eat, and I guess you have your rice and your lettuce and all the other ingredients, so you select your ingredients, and you make your own sushi bowl.
Larry Karius is the man behind the Bloomington Normal Restaurant Scene Facebook page. He spoke with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. Karius notes that a Central Illinois favorite, the Bärenstube in Gibson City, is for sale after 26 years. The owners are moving to Florida, but hope to find someone to continue the tradition. It's Sound Ideas.